Wake Up Tri-County is live from our Save-A-Lot studio. Good morning, I'm Sean Trinan, and joining us this morning, members of the group interpretation team. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Bethany Van Wassenhove, and I play Barbie.
Hey, Cooper Bates, I play Ken.
Isaac Lines, I play the Mattel CEO.
I'm Lauren Conley, and I play the narrator and Ruth Handler.
So tell us about where Barbie came from, Bethany.
So Barbie, obviously, many of us grew up playing with dolls for the longest time. And recently, they have made a Barbie movie that has connected with so many women and, you know, really everybody all over the world. And we're just putting that into GI, and I hope you guys like it. It's very moving. It's very connective. Like, I feel very connected to this show, and I hope others do too.
It's called group interpretation. Cooper, tell us about that.
Yes, group interpretation is a style of theater that is pretty exclusive, and it's a pretty odd way to do theater. It's usually used in a competitive theater setting. It is a show where your set is a bunch of boxes that you need to set up in whatever way you want with the boxes given, and you need to interpret an entire show without any props or anything. So you have to pantomime, you need to pop into certain characters from another character, you need to act out a bunch of characters, a bunch of emotions. But it's a very weird but a very fun way to do a theater performance.
Isaac, you guys are going to be performing this tonight, correct?
Yes, we'll be performing this tonight in the gym at the high school.
And Lauren, tell us about being the narrator of this story.
I think it's definitely a really fun experience, just because I think that, I might be biased, but I think she provides definitely a deeper look into the story. She's just kind of there to explain what's, you know, going on, obviously, with narration. But I just think it's super fun because, you know, that deeper look is something that you don't really get too often.
How long is a performance like this?
So our group interpretations are only less than 30 minutes. They have to be less than 30 minutes. So definitely working up at practices and stuff to that 30 minutes can be kind of stressful because you can't go over 30 minutes or else you can be eliminated from the competition. But yeah, right now we're at a very good spot for our time.
This sounds kind of competitive, Cooper.
Oh yeah, it definitely is. We've got pretty tough competition this coming weekend. Last weekend we had an invitational up at Lockport High School up in about the Chicago suburbs. A lot of good teams there. We saw a lot of good GIs. We got a superior rating, which is basically it's the highest grade you can get in a performance. And now next weekend we have our sectional performance, which determines whether or not we go to state, which is all the way down in Belleville. And we have to face off against a pretty quality assembly of schools this coming weekend. But we're feeling good about it. I think we've got a pretty good show, and I think we've got a good shot.
So it's the exact same show?
Yes, yes.
Now, Isaac, tell us about having to the travel for this is pretty big.
Yeah, traveling can sometimes be a little bit of a struggle, but I think it's worth it in the end because we get to perform for the judges and as a team as a whole. So I would obviously say that the travel is definitely worth it.
Lauren, tell us about the rest of the team.
We have...
You don't have to name them, just kind of give us an interpretation of what they're doing as well alongside the story that you're telling.
Okay, so one of our characters, her name is Weird Barbie. She kind of serves as along with Gloria, the mother of Sasha, they serve as kind of some of the catalysts for the story, helping Barbie decide what she needs to do in relation to her own problems that she's facing. They kind of are there alongside her to help her solve them. And yeah.
It sounds very similar to the movie, obviously.
Yes.
Very similar.
Then tell us about getting into the character of Barbie.
So I feel like I already have a pretty like bubbly attitude. So the Barbie aspect of Barbie being in Barbie Land, you know, it feels very fitting. But having to change from, you know, super happy Barbie Land is perfect to, oh, now Barbie's in the real world and it is nothing like Barbie Land. It's the complete opposite and women are treated completely different here. You know, you have to switch over to this sad and, yeah, switching over to kind of a sadder Barbie is a little tricky sometimes, but yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
Cooper, of course, you know, coming off of Ryan Gosling's performance at the Oscars on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy, no pressure.
Tell us about Ken.
So first of all, Ken's kind of a comedic character in a way because he's kind of dumb. So so it's a lot of fun just being a dumb comedic character, which I'm pretty good at. But on the other hand, we've also been working towards having me show kind of a vulnerability of how Barbie has kind of hurt him throughout his life with rejection and stuff, because his whole entire purpose in life is to be the boyfriend of Barbie. He hasn't really gotten much else in his life, that's why he was created. So we've been working towards me trying to be more vulnerable, or act out being more vulnerable, showing how, you know, Barbie has treated him, how it's affected him in his life. But yeah, and then I still enjoy just being a dumb comedic relief character at times too. So
now, Isaac, of course, the character in the movie was played by Will Ferrell. That's kind of be an interesting energy to get into.
Yes. It's definitely an interesting kind of thing to take on, because he's quite a funny guy. But yeah, it's definitely fun to give my interpretation of his performance throughout our piece.
Now, there is, of course, another team that's going to be performing, right? Another Kewaunee High School team.
Yeah, we're on alongside our contest play. They're performing tonight, Don't Unlock the Door.
Don't Unlock the Door.
It's a murder mystery type of play.
And is this also a competitive thing? Or
Yes.
Very interesting. And of course, that's going to be performed alongside what you're doing tonight as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we are performing at 6 p.m. in Brockman Gym. And then our contest play will be performing their show in the auditorium pretty much right afterwards. So make sure you guys stick around to watch that.
And everybody's just invited to attend, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it's completely free. You can just come in and watch our show.
Terrific. Well, anything anybody else wants to add?
Please come watch the show. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. We need the support.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Heather, did you want to add anything?
I am really proud of this team, and I'm very excited for the public to have the opportunity to come see our show tonight. Group interpretation and contest play have been very successful at Kewaunee High School, but never seem to draw in the same audience that the musical does. We would love to have a huge crowd come see the show. This is what we consider the pinnacle of our season. This is where we work the hardest and put together the best masterpiece we possibly can. So we'd love to share it with as many people as possible.
All right, 6 p.m. tonight, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our Save-A-Lot studio. The mayor of Kewaunee joins us next.